Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
And we have boppers in studio with us this morning. Two Irish sisters are here. They're absolutely flying into the world of musical theatre, entertainment in general. You will know Alicia Weir. Good morning, Alicia.
Hi.
She played the leading lady when you were... What age were you when you were the lead?
I was 11 when I played Matilda.
In the film adaptation of the hit musical Matilda. And Alicia's slightly older sister, Katie Rose, is also here.
Hello, how are you?
Another rising star. And you're just back from touring Australia and New Zealand.
I am, yeah. Literally just finished that tour, yeah.
The world of musicals. So
the world of musicals.
Bits of everything.
Yeah, all your classics.
Welcome to the studio. Thank you. Have you ever been introduced or interviewed as a duo before, by the way?
No.
We haven't.
Not together,
no.
First time.
I was calling you the Weir sisters earlier
we'll
on.
That's fine.
I think it's Macbeth is in Shakespeare, the three witches, the weird sisters.
The weird sisters? Oh, God.
Weird. Halloween. You can rebrand. So I'd say your parents are delighted that you're here doing a duo interview.
Oh, yes.
It rarely happens. And also, there's a third sister, isn't there, we should mention?
Mm-hmm. Emma Jane, yeah.
You got middle sister, Emma Jane, yeah.
And she's no interest in the spotlight.
She used to.
Yeah.
She started when we started at a very young age, and then she was the one in the family that took up the sports. So she's our Gaelic football player, our camogie player. Which my parents and my grandparents were delighted about. So there was at least one they could go watch the matches.
You've got everything covered then in the family.
Yeah.
Sport and entertainment. And mum and dad are Jenny and Mark.
Yes.
And are they into sport music?
Yes, both of them did sports. And I think it came from maybe our grandparents, the music side. We're still not sure where it came from.
I don't think any of them know who really it came from. They all try. I mean, our grandparents tried to claim, both sides tried to claim it. So we just don't. We just say, yeah, okay.
Yeah, whichever.
Yeah.
You're very grateful for whoever you get it. It's definitely in the family now. And I mention Jenny and Mark because they feature in your TikTok videos.
They do. Oh, they're going to be scarlet now.
Well, I mean, if they're not scarlet by now, because it's quite a big TikTok. It's nearly very close to 600,000.
Just under at the moment, yeah.
How long did it take to build up that amount of?
Probably just after COVID.
Yeah.
Was it okay?
Yeah, we were posting some family videos during COVID, and it was just after COVID it like blew up. And I was like, oh God, this is a whole new world. Where do we go?
Explain to the unfamiliar what you make your parents do in these videos.
We make them sing, dance and act right along the side of us. So yeah.
My mom doesn't really love it, but my dad, he loves it.
He loves the limelight.
I don't think he likes to admit it, but we know he loves it.
Yeah, because your mum looks quite embarrassed and shy in some of
them. Oh, yeah. She is.
Oh, that's
reluctantly.
That's
your dad
not a lie.
Is well into lip syncing, dancing, everything.
They're both great, yeah.
It's great to see both of you. Emma Jane is studying something in UCD.
Yeah, she's actually doing music, film and drama.
Yeah.
So we say she's not in it, but she is.
It's complete.
Yeah.
Katie Rose, in your TikTok, it is you use your, obviously, musical theatre, but makeup as well is a big, big thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of fell into that because of theatre. So I was doing like my stage makeup. And obviously for that, it needs like so much layers and layers and layers. So I started kind of doing my stage makeup online as well. And then I was kind of doing like my costumes. So that kind of tied into fashion and everything kind of just fell into place, I suppose. And so now I can kind of dip my toe into a couple of things, which is nice.
But it'd be hard to find the time given the musical theatre end of things because...
Absolutely.
Busy,
I have a little bit...
Job.
It's a little bit easier now that I'm not training. Training full time was chaos and trying to fit that in with that was really, really difficult. But now that I do it in between jobs and like it ties in with my jobs, it's perfect. So yeah, I love it. So I'll always find time for it.
You do love it and you love musical theatre as well because I was sitting next to you at the Wicked musical. I love the enthusiasm because I would have thought, if I'm you, I'm sitting there resenting everyone on stage.
Yeah.
But you're just like celebrating all the performances.
Yeah.
Clapping in time, unlike the rest of the audience.
That's one thing we were like, oh no. The two of us were like elbowing each other. We were like, oh no, please just clap in time. Oh God.
They can't do it. The audience is but they have a nice time.
No, it was great. Wicked was incredible. Did you enjoy it as well?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think it has a better first act if I nitpick.
Yes.
I don't know this.
It is brilliant. It's one of my dream roles as well. So that's probably why
you
I looked
said,
like,
yes.
yeah.
That's where you're really
enthusiastic. Puppy-eyed, wide-eyed, yeah. So, yeah.
Which is the dream role, by the way?
Glinda.
Yeah. I would have thought everyone would have preferred the Defying Gravity song and everything.
Oh, absolutely. But
The Wicked Witch.
I definitely sit more in the Glinda, don't I?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I think 100%. You would. I can see you as a Glinda.
Bit more dramatic.
Is this a dream you're working on? Are you going to do... What are you pursuing at the moment in terms of trying to get to your next goal? Because it's a world with a big range, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's hit and miss. And, you know, it's a really, really tough industry. It's a really hard industry. And you never know what's going to happen next. You have to just put all confidence and all faith and the hard work behind the scenes. I'm auditioning left, right and centre. I'm performing gigs. I'm keeping myself busy. Training, never stop.
The training.
Yeah, never stop.
Physical, singing, dancing,
absolutely,
everything.
All your lessons and stuff. It always helps, doesn't it? It's the best way to keep going and know that, you know, when an audition comes up, you're not going to panic. That kind of thing, yeah.
Because I'm sure a lot of people dreaming of this job that you're both doing are kind of thinking of the stardom and maybe not so much about the intense work that goes into it.
100%. I mean, it's a glamorous lifestyle. It's fab and it looks like that from the outside. The amount of hard work that gets in and the amount of pressure that does come from behind it as well, to like the thousands and thousands that go for that one job that you're looking for. And you're like, oh, please, please let it be me this time. So, yeah, you just fingers crossed. And
because the world of musicals that you were doing, it's like it's a selection of kind of hit songs from the musicals.
Yeah, it's all your classics.
And when you're doing it over and over and over again, that's what I was I gaze and wonder in places like the Bord Gáisead. How do they, does the robot take over on, you know, night 97?
Do you want my honest opinion? Yes. A little bit. No, don't get me wrong. I'll always have the magic from seeing the audience's different reactions every night.
Very good.
So that will wake you back up. But obviously, it's what we love. So it's our passion. But it can turn into autopilot because you get so used to doing it. But that's where you have to find new things to keep yourself busy. So like making a new choice, an acting choice or a new vocal choice. And that's the excitement of the job, I guess.
And where does your brain drift to? Are you kind of watching people in front of her going, they're eating a lot of
pizza? Oh my God, yeah, I see everything. I see everything. Sometimes I'm like, please turn the lights down so I can't see anything. Yeah.
And so you're dedicated to musical theatre. Alicia, you're more in the world of film these days, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I did a bit more theatre when I was younger, and recently I've done a lot more film, for sure, yeah.
So you were cast at 11. What age are you now?
I'm 15. I just turned 15.
Happy birthday, belated. It was just about a week ago, wasn't it? A few days ago?
Yes, Thursday.
15, which means that you're junior cert.
Junior cert this year, third year, yeah.
You're in the junior cert. So you've kept your schooling going.
Yep. When I'm not filming and I'm not in the crazy world, I live a normal life. I come back to school and I go to, like Katie said, I train and I see my family. We have dinner. Like, I just have a really, really normal life, which it's crazy for me. I see it as kind of like two completely different worlds. And it's very surreal for me to go into that world where I'm meeting incredible actors that I look up to and aspire to. And I'm working on these incredible big movie sets. And then I get to go to premieres and... Honestly, for me, it never really sinks in and I can't really believe that I'm doing it. But then I also love then getting to come home and getting to go to normal school and just be a normal kid, because that's what I am, and just be with my friends and my family. So I like the mix of the both worlds.
So you're able to do it because we all saw you on the toy show the year Matilda the movie came out very recently, and you're swamped by the kids in the toy show. And I presume you're recognised quite a lot. In fact, I've seen you've been recognised and the selfies and everything. How are you coping with that end of...
That is definitely really strange. Yeah. It's normally a lot of little kids, which is really sweet. And I love stopping. And like I said, it really does not sink into me. And I really can't believe it. And every time, sometimes when I see people staring at me, I forget. And I'm like, what? Why are they looking at me?
Yeah,
like,
it's
and then when they come over, I just find it really sweet. And I'll always take the time to say hi and have a conversation with them all the time. Because honestly, I can't believe that they're coming over to see me half of the time. But yeah, I'll always take the time to speak to them.
You're very good to them. We were chatting to someone last week who gets a lot of selfies, and they say no one can ever use their phone. The phone runs out of battery.
Storage.
You can't use it. But you've got people to protect it. Because you're being spotted now from TikTok, I presume.
Yeah, which is wild.
Which is a different type of fame as well, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, yeah. I mean, social media is just taking the world by storm at the moment, and especially TikTok. So to be recognised off such a big platform at the moment is wild. As Alicia said, it's so weird. Like, we're such normal people and such a normal family. Like, we'd be like, why is everyone staring? What's going on? But it's really flattering, and it's honestly... We're having a ball. It's really great.
You're not normal anymore. We know. You've done quite a lot of film. Talk us through some of the things you've done, Alicia.
So I done Matilda when I was 11, Matilda the musical. And
that's
then,
on Netflix, I think.
Yes, it's on Netflix, yep. And then after Matilda came out, I done Wicked Little Letters, which was with Jessie Buckley and Olivia Colman. And then recently, my most recent film was Abigail, which is a horror film.
Yeah,
and
a little different.
Completely different, yeah. I play a ballerina vampire and Abigail came out in April, so yes.
I saw the trailer for that, but I'm going to watch it because Halloween seems the most appropriate time.
Yes, for sure.
You can go on Apple TV and rent that.
Absolutely.
But you're kind of a mob daughter, aren't you?
The head
of a mafia. And
yeah.
Someone abducts you as a kind of a revenge against him and they don't understand.
No.
That.
Lots of twists and turns and surprises for sure.
That one must confuse your fans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Matilda, because there was lots of kids that watched Matilda, yeah. So they definitely can't watch Abigail.
Yeah.
Abigail also stars Dan Stevens, who people will know from being Cousin Matthew in Downton Abbey. As I say, it's 16s, given the level of violence. So, there were a lot of stunts. Like, even just looking at the trailer, you're flying around quite a lot. Are you on wires or is that a green screen or what's going on?
Yeah, I got to do a lot of stunts. And like you said, I got to go on wires and... Yeah, it was incredible. I was very determined to do all the stunts that I could.
Really?
I was like looking at it as it's not every day you get to do this and it's not every day you get to, like you said, run on banisters and get to fly across the room and levitate. So I was like, when they told me I wanted to do everything that I could and I trained and I did all the stunt practices beforehand. But yeah, I was really excited to get to do all the stunts.
That was great fun. Do you have fangs or is that all done in post-production?
Yeah, I had fangs and they were kind of like retainers. They just like slipped in and slipped out. And before they said action, I just popped them in and popped them out. I did kind of have to get used to like speaking in them.
Really terrible.
So weird.
Did you keep them, by the way? Did you keep them?
I didn't get to speak.
Oh,
I didn't. Sadly, I didn't get to keep them. Yeah, they're a bit too creepy for that.
And there are other things as well. There's an animated series which looks really good, Buffalo Kids.
Yes.
And it's a lovely story about teaching kids about immigration, isn't it? Because it's two Irish orphans who go to America. I go on an adventure and that's animated.
It's animated and it's out in October the 11th.
Is that out on streamers? It's out on cinemas.
Cinemas, yes.
In fact, I think it's coming up in cinemas very soon. You can pre-order. Listen, we're sisters. Thank you very much for coming in to chat to us, Katie Rose and Alicia. We wish you very well and we're going to watch the adventures. We'll see what Emma Jane does as well, but mostly the embarrassing thing is for your parents.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We'll take one more break before we go. Thank you so much, guys.